from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Ah, yes. Thus, the final hour begins. Number four. This is the Tara Show. I don't guess she'll be back tomorrow, because tomorrow's Saturday, right? She'll be back on Monday. All right. I just have to speak louder. I've only got one switch I can flip over here, brother. Okay.
Welcome to live radio.
This is the drama that is live radio. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. If you preferred that programming that was coming over instead of me, well, we don't want to talk about that.
No idea where that was
coming from. Me either. I've never, well, you know, but that's, life is nothing but a bunch of firsts, right? Everything is a new learning experience. El Presidente!
Good morning, sir.
Okay, so the leftists right now are really upset because all of a sudden the Supreme Court has gone back on a Supreme Court decision. Now, I did not hear you gut laughing in there when I was talking about that. Does that resonate with you?
I did not hear what that decision was that you were referring to in the newsroom.
It was actually some little case that they were doing between a company and a board of something. And what they did was they reversed themselves on a case that they decided the other way in 1979. So they have upended precedent, Supreme Court precedent. Now, for the leftists, you know, which it's almost like it's their totem, their sacred totem.
Oh, yeah.
They looked at this and said, this is bad for Roe versus Wade, even though nobody has, you know, I think the stage may be set for that now out of Alabama. Even though they don't see their own trap that they have set for themselves with this. But that's all beside the point because I've got a comparison for this. But now they're looking at that and saying, this could be upended as well because it was never a law. Congress never wrote a law saying that this would be okay to do. So this was something they discovered. So I guess that means that all Supreme Court decisions are fluid, yeah?
Well, you know, once again, the Supreme Court has done a wonderful job of finding rights that do not exist, that are neither written nor implied in our Constitution. And there's plenty of government agencies that exist because of that type of legal reasoning as well.
Yes. But do you think that's actually going to be a thing now with the thing that see, one of the things I look at, Roe versus Wade is the law of the land, right?
Right.
That's the settled thing. Well, of course, there's Roe versus Wade, and that's the law of the land because the Supreme said so, and therefore it is, and tis that way, tis. And, you know, but we never look at the Heller decision that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And the states get out there, and they do anything that New Jersey, New York, they do all kinds of things, all kinds of different ways, because they say, that's when they claim 10th Amendment.
Yes.
States' rights.
Right.
So Alabama's done something now against one of their sacred totems.
Yes.
And they're not going to see that way. What do you think?
This will obviously, the left is already ready to take this to court. The same thing will happen in Missouri if and when the governor signs the similar piece of legislation there, which actually imposes penalties upon physicians that perform abortions. And, you know, both of those laws have little exceptions for things such as the rape and incest you know, things, and it does have provisions for life of the mother, as far as I understand. But obviously, this is something that the left will take on because anything that goes against their sacred right that this is women's health care. Interesting, something that involves the death of a human being is referred to as health care, isn't it? How is that caring for the health of the child? Because every successful abortion ends in the death of a child.
Well, the other thing is that it's become a cottage industry. I mean, nobody goes to Planned Parenthood because they pulled a muscle in their back.
Right.
Nobody goes there because they broke their ankle.
Right.
I mean, they get out there. Well, it's about women's health.
Yeah.
Well, no, it isn't because nobody's going there. They go to the hospital. They go to their doctor. Oh, well, it's about women's reproductive rights. Oh, okay. Well,
if you're killing a baby, you're not reproducing.
I'm waiting to see the meltdown begin. And I'm a bad person, El Presidente, because I must confess I delight. Every time something like this happens, I'm always driven back to that first opening scene from that movie, Scanners.
Yeah.
When Michael Ironside is the evil scanner.
Right.
And you've got the other scanner who's the innocent scanner. Michael Ironside makes his head implode on live TV.
Yeah.
You've never seen that, have you?
Yes, I have.
No, Ghost Rider hasn't. He's looking at me with this quizzical look on his face.
Yeah, Scanners you got to see.
You got to see that, if only for the opening scene.
I do know who Michael Ironside is.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, he's Michael Ironside.
Quite honestly, it's like a B science fiction movie.
Yes, and I have heard of the movie but, Scanners. I don't know that I've ever actually seen it.
You should just look for the opening scene when the guy's head pops, and then that way when I make that reference, it'll all make sense. It'll be crystal clear to you.
Exactly. Noted.
Yeah.
Almost as good as the alien scene where the little alien chomps his way out of someone's chest. Almost as good.
I could almost adopt that one, except I like the head popping better than the chest popping.
Yeah, I can understand.
I've had open heart surgery, when I see that, I'm just sort of like laying there going, flashback!
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
But I don't know if they used an alien to open my chest.
I would certainly hope not.
I thought they got whatever they used from Home Depot.
As long as he was nationally board certified.
Yeah.
They very well may have.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, I'm being asked about this thing about unelected judges. This is the thing they set up, though. This is the thing the left has set up. They couldn't move anything in Congress because of the gridlock that occurs.
Right.
And so they set up this judicial branch not to look at the law and then to render a decision based upon their judgment of what the law says it should be, which is what they should be doing, but rather activist judges like John Paul Stevens, for example, that want to base it upon their feelings. And I'm tickled at it. I can't help myself.
I am definitely for term limits. I used to be against that because I always thought it should be up to the people to impose those. And I see the people are not smart enough to do that. I believe that there should be a 4-term limit for House of Representatives, a 2-term limit for senators, and a 10-year limit on any judicial nomination, period.
I like that. I like that. In government, nothing. I mean,
we should not have career politicians. It should not be a career. And whether that is the executive branch, the judicial, or the legislative, it should not be a career. It was not intended that way by the founding fathers, and it should not be that way today. And I'm not worried about money in politics, but I look at people like Joe Biden. You look at people like, heck, you could even say the same thing about Strom Thurmond, God rest his soul, and I'm not saying anything critical about him.
Didn't he last till he was 100 in the Senate?
Almost. Fritz Hollings. I mean, all these people that made careers out of being politicians. And once again, Joe Biden, he has done nothing but be in politics. He has done nothing but be in the House and Senate of the United States, Congress, and then be in the vice president's position for 8 years. And like I said last time, one of the previous hours, here's a guy who's been in Washington for 50 years, and now he wants to be elected to president so he can fix things. Dude, you've been there a lifetime. You are part of the reason that we're in the mess we're in now. Period.
Listen, if you're going to keep imposing all this logic on stuff, you're just going to there's going to be a bunch of scanner heads popping out there when they hear all this logic. They can't handle this logic, El Presidente. I'm telling you.
I'll have to go into that political fantasy world again.
Yeah, we will.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got this. If you meant to spell it that way, that's genius. If not, it is one of the most hilarious mistakes I've ever seen. How can you represent the people if you've never been one of the people like Joe Biden? I would claim that as on purpose. You are a comic genius, sir. Let's go to the phones. We're talking to Jimmy in Easley. Yes, sir. What can I do for you? So thanks for holding on, by the way.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
The idea, I keep seeing this about a lady killed two babies.
Right.
30 years ago. What is the difference in an abortion clinic killing babies and her?
None.
Murder is murder. I mean, they're both killing babies.
Well, none in my book. In my book, none. You know, abortion, the whole thing behind abortion, the predicate to abortion was eugenics, which was sort of a genocidal bent on certain classes of people. They did it in Germany before they went after the Jewish people. They did it to the handicapped people. It came from this idea from a lady named Margaret Sanger, who also had a lot to do with the abortion movement here in the United States. So the systematic killing of a class of people is not a medical procedure in my book. I mean, if I go up to a pregnant lady and I kick her in the stomach and kill her child, they're going to charge me with murder, whether she lives or not. If I kill the child, they're going to charge me with murder. Rightfully so. I just don't understand how you can have that law on the books and then say, but this is perfectly okay. But, you know, it's probably a really good thing I'm not in charge of anything, Jimmy. It's probably a very good thing I'm not in charge of nothing.
Well, if you're going to charge her, charge these doctors over your abortion clinic. That's all I'm saying. I mean, because to me, I'm an old country boy, Mill Village boy. Maybe I'm not the top of the line, but I'm smart enough to know when you got two oranges, I look at both of them, I say, they might be different kind of oranges, but doggone, them things is oranges.
They're still oranges, right? That's right. That's right.
Still oranges, no matter what you do.
Yes, sir. No matter what you say, no matter how you call it, unless it's the orange on the left. That's the only difference between it and the orange on the right.
All right. Thank you, bud.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no difference to me. Do you watch these politicians that were out of the last, or the, you know, I mean, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter goes all the time and he'll say, well, what this president is doing is not good for this. Or, you know, now George W., he doesn't say anything, although he voted for Hillary and all this other stuff and his hair is falling out. And but my position on past officials is that you are past, as in we passed by ya, not P-A-S-T. Well, actually, P-A-S-T and P-A-S-S-E-D. We have left you behind. It's a new day. John Kerry. John Kerry likes to go out there and go, well, as a former Secretary of State, which I had to get something because I failed at getting the nomination, or I did get the nomination, then I lost the presidency. And doggone it, you know, just being that Heinz ketchup, you know, my wife is the Heinz ketchup heiress. That's not enough for me. I want all the power that I can possibly get. So I want to go and I want to mess up what this current government is doing. Pompeo came out the other day and he had something to say about that. He said, hey. Maybe you should be in power or win another election before you get to go out there and start making these moves and doing these things. Now, that's not enough for me. That's not enough for me. That's almost, to me, that's a locking up offense. When John Kerry or any of these guys, when any of these guys show up, then, you know, let me give you the invasion of Panama. Now, when we were going to Panama, it was to arrest Manuel Noriega. The operation was such that the American forces in Panama did not actually know for the most part that we were coming because a lot of them were married to Panamanians. They had fathers-in-law that were Panamanian Defense Force members. So,
which
That's why that we had an invasion force going in versus using the on-the-ground forces, because that's where the American jungle school is for American soldiers. So when we went there, somebody in our government contacted Noriega and let him know we were coming. We should have tracked that guy down and put him in jail and forgot he was there. Anytime something like that happens, we need to arrest these people and then go after them and let them rot. So the, you know, the John Kerry's of the world, the ex-presidents of the world, you guys need your ex, so be ex. Because life is a fluid thing. What was happening then is not happening now. And some of the stuff that is trying to be fixed now is because of your mismanagement. So you don't get a say on this. Just like Joe Biden there. Joe Biden is out there. Well, you know, of course, if I get out there, once I get my teeth brushed, I can get out there and I can solve all the ills of the world because, by God, I'm Joe Biden. I'm never going to let that go. And so now, all the other stuff I've done, vice president, you know, running the Senate and all the other stuff, and, you know, those precedents that I set when I was in charge of the Senate Judiciary Committee and all those other things that I did, that's all by the wayside. That didn't mean nothing. I'm ready to solve the issues today, despite my lifetime in government. Which is a really brassy way of saying, you know, I never mattered when I was in government before because I was one of 100 or I was one of 435. I never mattered, which is, by the way, that's a job description that fits everybody today in Congress. Lindsay, somebody was texting me, does this mean we're going to have a 100-year-old Lindsay? Don't ever scare me like that again. Yeah, I look at Pompeo is the first one I've ever heard stand. Well, probably Trump has too, but I mean, Trump is, he's rubbing off on Pompeo. Pompeo got out there and he's sort of a, you know, he's sort of a creature of the swamp, but he's, I like him each and every day more than I did before. Especially if you're getting out there and doing anything with any sort of intelligence. But yeah, if you want to be out there making moves, you should actually be in power. Trump has called for Kerry to potentially be prosecuted under the obscure and rarely enforced Logan Act over his ongoing back channels with the Iranian regime, reportedly urging Tehran to wait out the current administration. This is the problem with some of these laws. When our elected officials go to the trouble of passing the law, I would like to know how many laws prior to 1980 that have been written, codified, and are on the books actually get enforced today. We got time for that? No, we'll have to get to that at the beginning of the next segment. These laws that they write about these particular topics, like, you know, going into back channels and basically insurrecting the authority of this government, John Kerry should have some shoes made out of plastic and a whole row of orange jumpsuits. Of course, you know, they would be designer. And I'm sure his wife could bring him all the ketchup he wants while he's in the Who's Gal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is this the only time you play Korn is when Bill is here? Because, you know, Bill only talks about Bill in third person when Korn is playing.
I'd like to say that it is, but that would be a lie. Sorry.
Well,
although I have made a special point to pick music that I think you will like.
Yes, I do appreciate that. Ghost Rider was just kind enough to share the code word with me, which is there's banana bread in the kitchen.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Got to go downstairs.
Yeah. Angles Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The text line is 71307. El Presidente, before me and you take off, let me talk to this individual on the phone, if you will. Jeff and Inman, yes, sir.
Thanks for holding. Yeah, banana bread.
Yeah. The elite police dismisses us.
I wanted to speak briefly. Thank you for taking my call first off.
Yes.
But about abortion, and I think this is a long time coming. I don't know what will come of it. but it's a human life, and that's the bottom line for me. And to think what, you know, Virginia has done, New York, and other states, I understand, is reprehensible.
All you got to do is look at who's in charge of those states.
Liberals.
And you look at their taxes, look at how hard they tax things, then look at their gun control, look how much they trust their own individual citizens of the state to walk around with a gun. And the template that they use is also the template that they have, because they all have a common sort of outlook on all things. And in the land of the left, abortion is okay. It's woman's physical autonomy. If you look at it that way, it's so much better, Jeff. We lose Jeff? Okay.
Yes, sir. It takes two people.
Yes, sir. So.
And there's another person involved with it. Now, I understand that God doesn't make mistakes, and I know that might be a harsh thing for people to understand, but that's the way I feel about it. And I'll let you go and let I know you probably maybe have other callers, but thank you very much, and
yes,
y'all have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. El Presidente.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was just, we talked about that. But I was also talking about, what do you think about these ex-officials that roll somewhere else because they've still got the Rolodex when they... I think when a new administration is coming in, they should have the right to frisk the outgoing administration, take all their Rolodexes. They should have to give up their phones with all of it, and they shouldn't be allowed to have iPhones that they can back up.
Well,
maybe I'm being totalitarian.
Well, I think a bit there. I do think that there is an expectation of statesmanship that is no longer prevalent in the swamp. And I think we have seen this in spades with the Obama administration officials. The things that were being done post-election, the things that were being done during the primary season. Obviously, we have what are supposed to be apolitical bureaucrats that are more than just, as Barr put it, sticking their thumb on the scales of justice. They are trying to stack the deck.
Sure.
And, once an administration official, they're out of there, I think their clearances should be cut off, unless they are still serving in some direct fashion in some agency. I think that the day the current administration is done and you're out of office, boom, that's it. Your clearance is no more, period. I don't care. I don't care if you're, president, vice president, secretary of state, attorney general, whatever. You should not any longer have that access to that. If you want to talk about things that went on specifically during your tenure, that's fine. I'm sure folks would want to share what their experiences were and how they perceived what was going on. But that's their opinion. It's not they're no longer speaking for the United States of America.
Well, I've seen it a little bit with the Clintons. The Obamas seem to be doing very well on the talk show circuit, so much so that everybody's looking at Michelle thinking now she's presidential material, although she's not on the clown baseball team that is the Democrat presidential lineup right now currently.
Yeah. I am one who once a name person has had those two terms, I'm not interested in wives, siblings, descendants. I don't want to see any more Bushes. I don't want to see any more Carters. I don't want to see any more Clintons. I don't want to see any more Trumps. Let's say he makes another term. For some strange reason, Rush was making a. Some reference to Ivanka running in like 2024 or something or other. I'm not interested. I am not interested. I don't know what's going on there. There's got to be something else, some other reason that he's doing this. Maybe he's just trying to toy with the media and troll them. But I'm not interested. I do not think that this country needs any more Kennedys. More political dynasties.
Well, what have they done? What's their accomplishment?
I am all for term limits these days. I used to be vehemently against it, and I've completely changed my opinion. And I'm sorry. I think that there is value to serving your country as a legislator, as a leader in certain positions, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in the White House, whether it's on the bench. But those terms should be limited.
Well, the idea that you're pushing is that, nobody – power is temporary.
It should be.
And these political parties don't think it is.
No.
And I think the last time we actually had a politician who didn't even want the power was probably George Washington, right? I mean, didn't he turn down being a king three times?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
We could have had our own King George, but that's not what he wanted. Nope. That's not what he fought for. That's
exactly.
And the problem is that nowadays these guys are. I mean, you've interviewed politicians before. Oh, I mean, when you interview a politician, when you're looking at him, and it could be any just make it any generic politician if you like. Do you think you're actually talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about, or do you think you're talking to somebody who has a five or six talking points that he keeps ramming at you, which means he's just an empty suit?
It obviously depends on the person I'm talking to. There are people that I think that I've interviewed that I honestly believe that they are telling me what they believe and what their life experience tells them and what they feel led, how they feel led to vote and how to govern. There are others that I have talked to that I know absolutely these people are just a puppet for other individuals behind them that have no real clue as to what exactly the long-term plan is, but this is what they're in there to do.
Are you just talking about Republicans or?
No. Listen, Republicans, Democrat Party doesn't matter.
Okay.
There are dyed-in-the-wool believers in both parties. And I'll be honest with you, I would rather deal with a liberal that honestly is trying to make an argument for their side, for their case, and believes it and lives it. I would rather deal with that person than someone who is a rhino or some moderate that is just going along and spouting off talking points and has no intention of actually governing the way that they campaign.
I refer to those guys as Frito-cons.
Frito-cons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or cruise directors, you know, like Bill Kristol. He's a cruise director.
Oh, I have long been disappointed in this guy.
So, I would really like it if we actually made an example of some of these guys that do something sort of disruptive to whatever the current administration is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think. See, this is one of the reasons why it's probably good that I'm not in charge. If I was in charge, Eric Holder would be, he would be inmate number 000-763 or something like that right now.
Before the end of his tenure, he would have been.
Yeah. Same with Obama. Same with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Same with whoever was in charge of the FBI during Fast and Furious and the ATF.
Well, Benghazi right there.
Benghazi?
Hillary Clinton should never have even been a nominee for a major political party. Now, I realize there are those out there on the left who still think that was a show trial, that there was just things that were done, that there was nothing there. Folks, I've spent way too much time looking at that objectively, seriously. There were so many things that were done that were almost on the level of treasonous. There's questions about why the ambassador was even in that town to begin with, in Benghazi, because the consulate was in Benghazi, but the ambassadorship, the embassy is, was in Tripoli. And Tara has done, great reporting and other folks have done great reporting about, why he was there and, dealing weapons for Syria out of Turkey, all the things that were going on there, and then the way that those people were hung out to dry. Some people will make the argument that it was intentional, that they wanted the ambassador to be killed, and I'm just putting that out there. There would some people believe that.
I do,
and I'll be honest with you. There is some anecdotal evidence to support that theory.
Why they went after those weapons?
Yeah.
You know why they went after the weapons, or do you want to know?
Well, yes. You tell me what's your theory.
A year before that happened, the Army put out a requisition looking for 500,000 AK-47 magazines and enough ammunition to go with that.
So that they couldn't be traced back to the – well, theoretically could not be traced back
to the American soldiers. Well, nobody issues the AK-47, though.
Right.
So at that time, it was known that they had a number of AK-47s in something that is called the West Coast Depot.
Yeah.
And we were – Obama wanted to arm some of the Syrians.
Right.
So he was putting in place these things to arm those Syrians.
Right.
And that got leaked. And there was a bunch of American – they took some of the American weapons, but nobody ever talks about those AKs.
Well, all that being said, though, my thing with Hillary Clinton goes back to the thing that that she and the president made up a story about why that attack happened. That was an absolute falsehood. There was never any information to
to indicate the video, the YouTube video?
No, well, to indicate that there was a demonstration that went wrong, the thing that Susan Rice said on all the major networks for 2 weeks, and the Obama administration said, and the Secretary of State said, and everybody else, and that Morrell guy who was the assistant CIA director at the time that went on to be the CBS commentator. All those folks lied to the American people, and they made no effort to rescue those folks, and they had the personnel in place to do it.
Oh, yeah.
They betrayed those people. That right there is why Hillary Clinton should never even been a candidate for anything again.
We had a group of pipe hitters in place. They didn't let them go.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
That is so good. And I've heard of those guys. I just thought they were no good. And I'm wrong.
That's, you learn something new every day, Bill.
I do. For all of you listening, Tara will be back on Monday. I will be back on Memorial Day.
Hooray.
Hooray. And coming up right behind us is the Vince Coakley radio program. So please, by all means, stay tuned. But prior to that, this is the Tara Show. I am your guest host, Bill Frady. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. You threw me off my place.
I apologize.
Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307.
I was checking to make sure that the Vince Coakley program would actually be on the air.
Okay.
Because I had...
That's too late to do that.
I had neglected to do that during the break.
I got you. All right. Anyway.
Thank you for noticing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just came back from Indianapolis where I went to the NRA annual meeting. And the NRA right now is being racked and wrecked and rollicked. The NRA, and I'm going to try to encapsulate this as fast as I can. With the election of Trump, the NRA decided they wanted to do something and actually make money and make a profit. So they decided to do something called NRA Carry Guard, which is legal services for somebody that might defend themselves with a weapon. This kind of business has existed for well over a decade. There's lots of companies that do it. But when the NRA did it, well, there was a couple things involved with that. The first thing they did was they went to one place called the USCCA and copied their template for doing business, because that was a business like NRA Carry Guard was going to be. So NRA Carry Guard became, in the initial phases, a carbon copy of USCCA. Then they went to another company where the owner of the company was a board member of the NRA, and he owned a company called Second Call Defense. And they also had something to do with the underwriters of Second Call Defense. So they decided to try to steal the membership of Second Call Defense, which was about 20,000 people paying a minimum of $25 a month, I think. So that's a fair amount of money. Of course, things didn't work out that way. Now, along the way, when they rolled out NRA Carry Guard, a company called Ackerman McQueen, which is their PR marketing company, they were the ones that rolled NRA Carry Guard out for them. You could not go anywhere at that annual meeting without seeing Dana Loesch there saying, "You should be an NRA Carry Guard." I mean, anywhere. I go into the men's room and look up, there'd be Dana Loesch pointing at me like a demented Uncle Sam. "You should be an NRA Carry Guard." Well, New York got a hold of this. NRA is incorporated in New York, so they are governed. All aspects of their business are governed by New York, New York State, Cuomo, and his attorney general. Yeah. Now, they had already told Lockton Affinity that if, it would look bad for them to continue to do what they do. So Lockton Affinity quit doing it. So NRA Carry Guard began to flounder. But at the same time, they started to pull apart everything going on, to the point to where it is a possibility that one day NRA might wake up and they might not have liability insurance enough for people to go into the building in Virginia. So then, because they started pulling them apart, they started saying, okay, what's your expenditure for this? What's your expenditure for that? And they looked at Ackerman McQueen, and Ackerman McQueen has something called NRA TV. And I don't mind saying this, nobody watches it, nobody listens to it. You may have heard of it. You may have heard of some of the personalities on it. This is not about the personalities on it or the programming. It's just the fact that they have no distribution. So to use WORD, for example, WORD has reach. WORD has all kinds of things when it comes to being able to get the word out. NRA-TV does not. And they've spent $40 million a year paying NRA-TV not to get the word out. So Wayne LaPierre, who's been the executive vice president for 40-some-odd years now, it's actually his time to go, and now the NRA has become the cult of Wayne because they're resisting it all. And the NRA board is beginning to fracture. Alan West has come out with some things. A guy named Tim Knight has come out with some things. And everybody on the NRA board, they are now liable if New York State decides to take it that way. So NRA, the thing about NRA, the good thing about NRA, Wayne LaPierre and the board and all of the leadership and all of that stuff that may be corrupt is not the NRA. The membership of the NRA is the NRA. So let's stand by and do what we can to get them on the right side of the road, at least.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.